91X News.
It's 9 degrees and mostly sunny at 5 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Megan Pounder. Ottawa police say a woman has died after the car she was driving collided with a bus carrying dozens of high school students. Police tweeted that the female driver succumbed to her injuries at the site of the crash on Highway 174, which took place shortly after 3 p.m. today. Ottawa Fire Services say they were called to the scene around 2:40 p.m. after hearing reports that someone had been ejected from a vehicle in the crash. City spokeswoman Danielle Cardinal says those reports were found to be false, but says paramedics did have to remove the driver who was trapped in the vehicle. She says there were no injuries to anyone on the school bus, including all 38 high school students on board. Ottawa police say roads are closed in the area of the crash while the investigation continues. Pete Burns, the gender-bending lead singer of the British new wave band Dead or Alive, has died. According to his management, he passed away yesterday after suffering a heart attack. He was 57. In recent years, Burns was a reality TV star in his native UK and was well known for undergoing extensive plastic surgery. A bail hearing has been scheduled for tomorrow for Dennis Olund after the New Brunswick's Court of Appeal overturned his second-degree murder conviction and ordered a new trial. Olund was convicted in December and sentenced to life in prison in the 2011 death of his millionaire father, Richard. The appeal court rejected Olund's claim that the verdict was unreasonable, but found the trial judge did not properly instruct the jury surrounding certain evidence. Provincial officials say the free flu vaccine will be available in Ontario starting this week. The vaccine will be available at doctors' offices, local public health units, and community immunization clinics. Anyone 5 years of age and older can also be vaccinated for free by a pharmacist at about 2,600 pharmacies across the province. Kids under 5 must get the flu vaccine at a healthcare provider's office or a public health unit. Ontario Attorney General Yasner Naqvi says he will introduce legislation next spring to outlaw scalper bots. These are computer programs used to scoop up large blocks of concert tickets, forcing consumers to the resale market. Naqvi admits there is no easy way to stop criminals in other jurisdictions from using sophisticated computer software to make bulk purchases of tickets.
There is no silver bullet. This is not an issue just Ontario is grappling with. Other jurisdictions like New York and London, you know, these are major cities, are also looking in this on this issue. That's why I want to spend some time doing some targeted consultations and come up with practical ideas and solutions that will ensure that we protect our fans in Ontario.
Naqvi was bugged after seeing tragically hit fans shut out of initial ticket sales for the iconic Canadian band's Farewell Tour last summer. He says he'll consult consumer groups and artists before introducing this bill. That's QNET News on 91X to 505. In sports, local sports sees the Wellington Dukes face the Coburg Cougars tonight. Game time is 7 p.m. at the Coburg Community Center. The Winnipeg Jets are starting off their home games with something new, a statement on Indigenous territory. The NHL team has started announcing before every home game at MTS Center that the arena sits on Treaty 1 territory and the homeland of the Métis Nation. The idea was raised by Negan Sinclair, an assistant professor at the University of Manitoba.
Every sports venue, every venue where people congregate, every single government in North America should acknowledge the history of the lands in which they are on.
At least one other NHL team is being moved by reconciliation. The Edmonton Oilers made sure to include First Nations communities from Alberta when they opened their new arena this year. The arena includes a large mosaic near the main entrance by Indigenous artist Alex Janvier. It's a light night in the NHL with only 2 games being played. The Montreal Canadiens look to continue their winning streak tonight when they host Philadelphia. Later, the struggling Calgary Flames hope to get back on track when they visit Chicago. Baseball is silent for one more night before the World Series gets underway in Cleveland. This year's Fall Classic features the American League's Indians and the National League's Chicago Cubs. One of these teams is going to break a long championship drought. Cleveland hasn't won at all since 1948, while the Cubs haven't seen a World Series win since 1908. Send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville tonight is partly cloudy, clearing after midnight, windy with a low of -1. Tomorrow is sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud near noon, windy again with a high of 7. Wednesday sees a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 6 degrees. At 5:07, it's 9 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Megan Pounder. News on 91X next at 6 o'clock.